Goswami means commander-in-chief of your mind and senses. That's very difficult. So yes, marriages are spoiled. Nations are put into ruination sometimes because people cannot control, they cannot tolerate the provocation of lust. But we have examples, wonderful examples. I visited a place called Benapol. Benapol is just on the border of India, Bangladesh. And that is where the great Haridas Thakur, he was provoked by the most beautiful, amorous and expert prostitute. He was alone in the seclusion of a moonlit night of the forest. There was no one to see. And for three consecutive nights, she tried everything within her powers to seduce him. But he tolerated. How did he tolerate? Because he was tasting the sweetness of the holy name. As he was chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna, he was experiencing something so high, so deep, so wonderful, that the charms of this woman were simply insignificant to him. Ultimately, that prostitute, seeing the depth of his inner satisfaction, it was so great that he was not in any way finding it difficult to tolerate her attack. She surrendered to him. And within a few days, that prostitute became like Haridas Thakur. She became a saint. By tasting the sweetness of God's name, she found so much inner satisfaction that she was able to not only tolerate but transcend all of her previous conditionings as a sensual maniac. And she lived by the highest principles of spiritual and moral integrity.